Okay, we are.
Being recorded,
yes. We are in Perek Gimel. And what's the last thing we said?
Why is
Yehoshaphat
not blamed for
going this time? Okay. So,
what's
it Zion? What?
That's by Kamoni Kamoka?
Yeah. So, that's Kostik Zion. So, Yehoram had sent a message to Yehoshaphat. The Melech Moab had stopped paying his tax, and they wanted to stop this, the beginning of this rebellion. So he said, I'll come with you. So Vayoymer, Pasukhes. Vayoymer. Eze haderech nala. So Yehoram asked Yehoshaphat, which way should we go? Which way should we go to Moab? Vayoymer, and he said, derech midbar edoy. We should go through the midbar of edoy. Now, this was not the most direct route to go to Moab. However, Rashi says, "Ki gam melech Edom yelech imanu." His kavana here was, "We'll pick up melech Edom on the way." Now, it wasn't really the king of Edom. There was no king of Edom, but whoever was in charge, the president or the Malvin speaks this out, and the other Mepharshim speak it out. Whoever was in charge over there, we'll pick him up, and he'll help us out. So the prophet is going to call him Melech Edom, but he really wasn't. We'll see later that there was no Melech in Edom. So that is why he decided to go through Midbar Edom, although it wasn't, as we'll see, such a smart decision. However, he thought to pick up Melech Edom on the way. Other Mepharshim, the Ralbag, says that it was a strategic decision. He thought that perhaps if they go through Edom, then Moab won't realize that they're coming. Now, either way, he chose to go through, he chose to lead the troops through Midbar Edom. Vayelech Melech Yisrael u'Melech Yehuda u'Melech Edom. So the Melech Yisrael, Yehoram, the Melech Yehuda, Yehoshaphat, and the Melech of Edom, they all went together. And the Mepharshim say they were all riding in a chariot together. So I said Vayelech, they all went together. Vayosaybu derech shivas yavim. And they wandered around for 7 days. Now this was a trip. This is a trip through Edom, as we said, was not the direct route. And they didn't take enough water. They didn't have enough water. So they went for 7 days, and they didn't have water. There was no water for the machana and for the animals, the horses, whatever they're bringing along. You know, if those don't have water, they can't take them. So, they didn't have any water. So there's an Eitzar over here. And this is really the reason, as we'll see, why the Melech Yehuda chose to go through Midbar Edom. It was part of the Rabbi Nisham's plan to bring them into this problem in order that Elisha should come and save the day, as we want to show the Maifsim over here of Elisha. So, Vayomer Melech Yisrael. So Yehoram, the king of Israel, says, "Aha! The lashon of crying out. Kikara Hashem lishloishes amlochim oele losis esam biyad moyet." Yehoram here says, "Everyone's thirsty. The kings, the people, the animals. There's no water." So Yehoram, as big a rasha as he was. He wasn't as big as his father, as we said, and as his mother. He was still Eved Avodah Zarah. But when he was pushed into the corner here, what did he do? He cried out. He said, "Hashem is calling to these three kings," meaning me and Melech Yehuda, Melech Edom, "Losis esam biyad Moab." Obviously, Ashkocha is that Hashem wants us to be killed by Moab. So therefore, we don't have what we need, and we're going to fall in their hands. Either we're going to fall into their hands because Pasha, we can't fight because we're so thirsty, or the Radak says because if we don't find water, so that means all the troops are going to start spreading out farther and farther away from each other, looking farther and farther for water. If you have an army that's not together, that's the end of the army. So when Mayav is going to come, we'll just start taking people one at a time. So either if there's no water, we don't have kayak to fight, or if there's no water, we're just going to have to spread out and look for water, and therefore we're going to be routed here by Mayav. Vayomer Yehoshaphat. So Melech Yisrael sounds like he's conceding the war already. The Ratzon Hashem is that we should lose, or we're going to lose, and finished. Vayomer Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat says now as follows. It seems that Yehoshaphat had a little charata that he went into this war so hastily. Now, we said it wasn't a taina on him, like the other war. But there is a difference, and that is by the other war, Yehoshaphat asked the Navi if he should go. There were 400 Nevi'im, find me another Navi. He did ask a Navi, should he go before, and here he didn't. And Yehoshaphat had charata about that. And he decided that part of the tshuva is that I didn't ask a Navi on my way in, let me find the Navi now. Let's see what the Rabban Hashem wants from us. So Yehoshaphat says, Ha'ein Poi Navi LaHashem? Is there no Navi here? V'nidrusha Hashem Me'aisai? That we could ask Hashem? Now, this is a funny way of asking. Ha'ein Poi Navi LaHashem? Is there no Navi here? Meaning, he's basically saying, there's for sure a Navi here, let's go ask him. Why was it so pashut to Yehoshaphat that there's a Navi here? Ooh, why should there be a Navi here? So the Kli Yakar answers the question is, he didn't ask, is there a Navi? He asked, there's no Navi here? As if it was Pashatim, there must be a Navi here.
Why did they want everything?
What?
Why did they want everything?
They were going to war. Why would a Navi come along to war with them? It wasn't a soldier. No. Right? There weren't in any city here. Okay. They were in Adon. They were looking for water. They were, obviously, he means to say that there's a Navi amongst the troops. Why would there be a Navi amongst the troops? Why is it so Pashatim that there was a Navi here? We'll see in a moment why there actually was a Navi, but it's two separate questions. Why was there a Navi, and why was it so Pashatim that there was a Navi here? So the Kli Yakar says, the reason it was so Pashat, it's an interesting lashon, he says, since Yehoshaphat was Dovuk Belaikov, he was Dovuk in Hashem. Remember, Yehoshaphat Tzadik Gomer, Rashi told us in Masech Tehillim. Yehoshaphat was a Tzadik Gomer. So Yehoshaphat, says the Kli Yakar, was Dovuk b'Hashem. Ve'ine Hashem al Tzadikim. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam takes care of Tzadikim. Lo Yitachein. Yehoshaphat said it's impossible that he himself, plus the people of Yehuda, his nation that came along with him, it's impossible that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam shouldn't be Mashkiach Aleihem and have someone here to save them. So it was a davar pashut to him, mitzad is emunah in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, mitzad is bitachon in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam would not let his nation just wander around like this without someone there ready to save them, to step in at the moment that he's needed. So he said, I ain't telling Navi Lashem, there has to be a Navi here. Let's find him. It's a davar pashut that there's a Navi here. It's not possible that there's not a Navi that has been sent by Hashem to be here to save the day.
So why would a Navi
be? So 1 second, that's the next question. But that's the answer to question number one is, why was it so pashut to him? Because it was impossible. He said it couldn't be that Hashem would just let us out like this. So So Vayan Echad Me'avdei Melech Yisrael Vayomer Poy Elisha Men Shafat Asher Yotzek Mayim Ayad Elio. So one of the Avdei Melech Yisrael said, Elisha's here. Before we go into explaining the pasuk, why was Elisha there?
I know, because it didn't sound like wartime would be consistent to Nebuah.
That's true. So the Radak says, Elisha halach imam al pi hanevuah. Elisha was told by Hashem al pi hanevuah to go along with the troops. Leharoisam ze hanes hagadol. Because he's going to show them an unbelievable miracle. Why? Now, Yehoshaphat, the way the Kli Yochelet explained it, didn't think Hashem would just let Klai Yisrael wander around like this. But if you think for a moment, they got themselves into their own into the mess themselves, right? They got themselves into their own mess here. Why? They went through Derech Edom, whatever their cheshbon was. But they chose to go that way. All of a sudden, Yehoshaphat says, well, Hashem must be here to save us. The Radak says, why did Hashem send Elisha into Klal Yisrael? Ula Yoshuv Melech Yisrael Midarkei Hara. Again, he was giving an opportunity for Yehoram, who's going to see this nace, maybe he'll do tshuva. Yehoram, who even though he was Maida, he conceded to Hashem that Hashem's doing this, and we're going to lose the war. But at the end of the day, it was Ayyad Avayd Zara. The end of the day, he was still from the base of Achav. Don't forget, there's still a curse on Achav's children, but they're all going to die. He's Achav's son, right? The curse is on him. He could do tshuva. Hashem is trying to be ma'ir him to do tshuva. V'heim lo yadu ki hu haylech imam. Now, okay, so Elisha had a nevuah to go. But when Elisha went, he didn't tell anyone he was going along. He didn't tell the kings, I'm here just in case you need me. The troops came, he just melted amongst the troops there. He was he didn't make an issue of him being there. And he was waiting for when Hashem is going to call on him. So the reason Elisha was there was al pi hanevuah. He was told to go there. Why he was told to go there? So if Yehoshaphat's correct, it's to save Klal Yisrael. The way the Radak says is because it's part of trying to get Yehoram to do tshuva by seeing this nes. But that was the nevuah to go there. He didn't tell anyone. He didn't tell the kings at least. Could be the Hamaynam knew who he was. But he didn't tell anyone. He was just waiting for someone to find him. So now the Yehoshaphat says, where's the Navi? So Vayan Echad Me'avdei Melech Yisrael. Now you'll notice Yehoram is very quiet over here. He hasn't said anything since he said this big piece of Emunah that Hashem is giving us over to the hands of Moav. The Medrash says that Yehoram did not believe that in Elisha's Nevuah B'chlal. He didn't believe Elisha is a Navi. The Lashon of the Medrash in Parshas Pinchas is L'haydiya rishus shel Yehoram Shaloi hayda be'Elisha. Elisha was not on his map of Nevi'im. I don't know who was on his map of Nevi'im, but Elisha was not one of them. And therefore, whether he knew Elisha was there or not, I don't know, but he wasn't the one to start looking for Elisha. He wasn't the one to start looking for Nevi'im. Echad me'avdei ha-melech Yisrael, one of the king, the servants of the king of Melech Yisrael. So he said, sure, Elisha's here. Everyone knows Elisha's here. Here's Elisha ben Shaphat, let's ask him. Who is Elisha ben Shaphat? So they described him here as Asher Yotzak Mayim Ayidei Elio. He was the one who was Yotzak Mayim Ayidei Elio. What does Yotzak Mayim Ayidei Elio mean? So Rashi says, the Pashup Shad is Bahara Carmel. By the story with Elio and Hara Carmel with the Nevi Abal, so they dug a pit or like a trench around the Mizbeach there, and Elisha filled up a pitcher of water and he poured it over the hands of Elio. Rashi says, "If we tikatzai, when he poured it, nasu etzba oisav kimayonis mayim, the hands, the fingers of Elio became like springs of water, tenisbala hatala, until the trench got filled up, and that's how they did the nace over there." So Asher Yatzak Mayim, he poured water on the hands of Elio. Pasuk Shad, Asher Yatzak Mayim Ayud Elio. He poured water on the hands of Elio, and he did an unbelievable nace over there, or at least he was part of it. V'roi hu liyatzis lanu nace al yadei b'mayim, or al yadei probably should say b'mayim. We need water too. That's our problem, water. We have a water specialist here. Creating water. Look, Elisha is the one who poured water, a little jug of water, onto the hands of Elio, and Elio's hands became like spring, tons of water. That's wonderful. We need water too. So let's go get Elisha Ben Shaphat, who's not just a Navi, he's an expert in creating water. Asher Yatzak Mayim Ayidei Elio. That is the Pashup Shat. From where?
The water from
Harsha. Asher Yatzak Mayim Ayidei Elio means he poured water on the hands of Elio, and a nace happened, Elio's fingers turned into springs of water, and that is a lot of water. So if we now, says the Eved of the Malach Yisrael, need water, so we have someone who's very good, who already has a record of creating water out of nothing, or out of other water. Yeah? Chazal tell us Asher Yatzak Mayim is a lashon of being mishamish. He served him. Chazal. He served Elio, and what it means Asher Yatzak Mayim, he poured water, means he even poured water. There's being mishamish people serving people. Some people do big jobs to serve other people, and some people do little, small, menial jobs serving other people. Some people are there 24/7, and they do everything. Asher Yatzak Mayim, he's the one who poured the water for Elio, meaning he was constantly next to Elio, serving him in big maisim, serving him in small things. The Gemara says, even if the water was already on the table, he poured it for Elio. Not that he brought it to Elio and Elio poured himself. Any little thing Elisha did for Elio, he never left Elio. So when they were describing, who is he? What's his yichus, Elisha? He should come and he should be here? Elisha was the shamash of Elio. He was mishamash Elio. That's his yichus. Now, Chazal tells us, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that Gadol Shimusha or Gedailo Shimusha Shotayra Yaisir Milimudai, that it's a bigger Indian, it's greater the Shimusha Yaltaira more than the Limud Hatayra. Second. Now, there's many different Pirushim, but most Mefarshim learn that it means to say that when you learn from a Talmud Chacham, when you hear a Shir from a Talmud Chacham, the Limud HaTaira is not worth the same amount as the Shimush. It's serving the Talmud Chacham. Because when one learns from someone else and just hears a Shir from them or learns directly from them, number one, he doesn't see everything halacha lamaisa. He doesn't see the way he acts, the way he paskins lamaisa, the way he takes things into account. It's a very beginning to learn. You have to learn. You have to know the basics. But Shimush, being around the Talmud Chacham, serving the Talmud Chacham, which means you're around him in his daily life, and you see how he acts according to the Torah. Not just what the Shir he said in the Torah is. So a person learns a lot more from the Anhagos, from the way the Talmud Chacham acts. Or Shimushay also means from his midos, some Mefarshim say. It's not enough to see how he acts in the halacha aspects, but when you see how he acts in his midos, it's also included in Shimush Tamid Chacham. And the pasuk that tells us that Gadol Shimusha Yaiser Milimudai is our pasuk. Why? because Elisha learned from Elio, and he was Meshamish Elio. And yet, when we want to describe him, when we want to say what his godness is, what do we pick? Do we pick his limud or do we pick his shemush? We pick the shemush. Says the Gemara, our pasuk is the source for this halacha that gadol shemusha yoyser milimudai. It doesn't say this is Elisha asher lomad from Elio. This is Elisha asher yatzak mayim ayidei Elio. Just like by Yeshua. Yeshua, the Gaon says, and others say, that how do we describe him? As Mishareis Moshe. He's the Mishareis of Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, you see the idea of being Mishamish, the Talmud Chacham, is a greater shvach than just being learning from the Talmud Chacham.
I know, but then you're not learning.
But you're learning also. You have to do both. But you're learning from their Anhagas too.
Every
time. Right. It doesn't mean you have to learn too. They both Yeshua and both Elisha also learned from the Elio. Now the Gemara, yeah? Limud HaTorah is, but this included Limud HaTorah. This enhances the Limud HaTorah.
Why? Not sitting and learning.
But you learn from there. You have to sit and learn too, but you have to learn from there on others also.
They have to be able to
what?
Have their needs taken care of. So it's more effective, but it's not.
So that's called Gadol Shemusha. It's all included. Leave it out there.
Well, like
it's
either
one.
Learning 24/7, learning from the Gemara, or it's learning
as
a greater
and then doing other activities. When do you sleep if it's 24/7? The Chazal is telling us that you can enhance your Limud HaTorah. This is what you have to do. Now, the famous Gemara that we mentioned once before that says someone who finds a Meis Mitzvah, the halacha is he has to bury him right there. Unless it's within Tchum Shabbos to Abeis HaKvaris. If it's within the Tchum, then you carry him to the Tchum. But if it's longer than a Tchum to get to the nearest Beis HaKvaris, so you bury him right there. So Rebbe Kiva, as we all know, said, Kach Hoysa Tchilas Tashmisha. This was the beginning of my Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. Not the beginning of my learning from Talmid HaChachamim. It was the beginning of my Shimush. Why? Because one time, he says, I was going down the road, and it sounds like Rabbi Kiva was already learning before that. He was going on the road, and he found the Meis Mitzvah. And he picked him up, and he carried him for 4 mil, which is longer than 2,000 amos. And he buried him in the Beis HaFaris 4 mil away. And when he came to Reb Lez and Reb Yeshua, so they told him, "Hakol psia, every step you took, it's ki'ilu shafachta damim, as if you murdered someone, for every single step." What? Shum Shabbos is 2,000 amos. So this is 4 mil. Right? It's a lot longer.
Which Rebbe?
What? Reb Lez and Reb Yeshua. They told him, at every step you took, it's as if shavach the dam, and if you murdered someone.
Why?
Why? Very good. It's a good question. So why is he killing that one? What did he kill? What did he kill?
Right? We have not been married.
So, there's a very interesting... Well, let me just finish. So Rebbe Kiva said, before we get to the why, Rebbe Kiva said, if at the time that I was mechaven l'schus, I was mechaven to do a mitzvah, and look what happened to me, nischayavti, I thought I was doing the right thing. Could you imagine when I'm not trying to do a mitzvah, how many mistakes I'm going to make? If when I did a mitzvah, I made a mistake. Could you imagine when I'm not even planning on doing a mitzvah, how many mistakes I could make? Even though I learn, even though I know halachas, So Rabbi Akiva says, "Me'oyser shah leizazti milashamish tamid hachamim." From that moment on, I didn't budge from being mishamish tamid hachamim, because obviously there's a lot that you learn from the tamid hachamim that's not exactly written down. Rachel b'tchatan, everything in the Torah exactly in the halacha the way it is. There's a lot you learn from being mishamish tamid hachamim, seeing how they act, seeing how they paskin, things come up. And Rabbi Akiva says that I couldn't do it on my own. I had to be with Talmid Chachamim. If this is when I tried to do a mitzvah, it's interesting. Rabbi Akiva is the one who said that if a person picks up, he learns from a pasuk in Vayikra, that if a person picks up, a person has a if a person has a suffix, if something is shuman or chaylev, he doesn't know, is it fat you're allowed to eat or fat you're not allowed to eat? And he eats it. What does he have to do? Shit, the tshuva.
Karban kata.
He has been karban asham tali. He has been karban asham tali. That means even if it turns out that he ate shuman, right? Well, let me make the case another case. If a person had kavana to eat, one second. A person had kavana to eat shuman, right? And it ended up he made a mistake and he ate basar chazir and he ate chaylev or he ate something that's aser. What was his kavana? His kavana was l'taiva. Does he have to bring a karban?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he has to bring karban chatas. Why? Because even though his kavana was l'taiva, his action wasn't good. That's Rabbi Akiva, and he learns it from Sukkim over there in Parshas Vayikra. Rabbi Akiva had the same story with himself here. He was mechaven for good. He thought he's doing a mitzvah. Better than good. He's doing a mitzvah, and he ended up that he did something wrong. Rabbi Akiva had another story. What's his other story? Where he thought he was doing something wrong. Rabbi Akiva had a story that he thought he was being his wife dressed up like a zayna or something. It was mafata him or something like that. No, it was a story.
Rabbi Akiva.
I think
that's
so.
Where he left.
And he almost gave in,
and
right? So Rabbi Akiva then said, "If you're mechavin to do an avera, and it ends up it's not an avera, you also have to do tshuva." There's two halves to every. There's two different situations. If you're mechavan to do a mitzvah and it ends up doing an avera, you have to do tshuva. You have to be mechavan. If you're mechavan to do an avera and it ends up it was not an avera, but you have to do tshuva in your kavana.
Really?
Rabbi Akiva says both of those halachas, and it's interesting. The Meshech Chachma somewhere points this out. That Rabbi Akiva had both of those stories happen to him. These are psukim in the end of Parshas Vayikra. The Rabbi Akiva darshins these two things. Number one, he darshins if you're mechavin to do a mitzvah, you end up doing an avera, you need a kapara. If you're mechavin to do an avera and it ended up it was an avera, was not an avera, you also need a kapara. Rabbi Akiva happened to have both of those situations happen to him. This situation is the case where he thought he's doing a mitzvah and he ended up he's doing an avera. And he had a different situation also where he thought he was doing an avera and it turned out it wasn't an avera. So he says, "I never left Tamid Chacham for after that."
Why after
that? Because he saw that it's not enough. He can't be on his own. He saw that it was. He thought he's doing a mitzvah and turns out it wasn't a mitzvah. Right, it was an avera. Kav chaymer, things that he doesn't even think he's doing a mitzvah. Who knows how many things he's doing wrong? Now, why should he be chayiv misa? What avera did he do? So, Taisvis, one of the Rishonim, he says, "Look, it's interesting. He when he comes to this Gemara, he says he understood that the reason why Rabbi Akiva was chayiv misa." Was because he was mevatel Torah. He's wasting his time schlepping a mace mitzvah. 4 mil, he could have been learning. It's bittel Torah. For bittel Torah, there's a chiyuv misa. Not actual chiyuv misa in Beis Din, but it's not a good thing. It's chayav
benafshei.
Why? Because he's busy schlepping the mace, right? It probably took him longer to get where he was going. Lopped out he was going in that direction, first of all. He went to find the basic bars. Plus, he's carrying a mace. It takes longer. So it's bittul Torah. So that's how Taisus understood that he is being Iver on the Isser of Bittel Taira. Yeah, a person's learning. He says, "Manoilin zid mechayev an apshay." Right? Not a chivis and bedzin. They didn't tell him we're gonna kill you. Ki'ilu shayfech damim. So Taisus has a question. It sounds like from here, what's more important, Taira or a meis mitzvah?
Taira.
Sounds like Taira, but we know meis mitzvah takes precedence over everything. Mevatzim talan Taira lifnei meis mitzvah. Even carbon pesach. If a person's on his way to bring a carbon pesach, he's mitam himself to the meis mitzvah. If a person's on his way to give a bris milah to his son, he meets a meis mitzvah. Forget the milah. Meis mitzvah takes precedence over everything, including Talmud Taira. So Taisa says he doesn't understand what's going on here. Why is Rabbi Akiva chayav mitzvah for bittul Taira? Taira takes a back seat to a meis mitzvah. So Taisus answers one answer to this question, and he says, no, he's not chayav mitzvah. The reason they were saying he's chayav mitzvah is because he was over al divrei chachamim. The chachamim said that if you find a meis mitzvah, you bury him right there. It's not a din in the Taira anywhere. The chachamim said that. And he didn't do what the Chachamim said to do. We find many times someone who is over on something that the Chachamim said to do, Roy Lenash Chenachash, it says sometimes, bitten by a snake, it's Chai Mitzvah. So he didn't listen to the Chachamim who said, bury him right there.
Why didn't he listen?
He didn't know. He didn't know. Right?
They
informed him afterwards, right? But he didn't know. Now,
why would you
because he didn't listen to the Chachamim. So it's not he wasn't mamish chayav. It was kiyu. They're trying to show him that you were being over and that's something the Chachamim said to do. Now one of the mafarshim points out that even in the answer there's still bittul Taira. Once the Chachamim said bury him right there and he didn't, so it's bittul Taira to take him the 4 mil. Taisus had a problem, right? How can it be Chai Misa Bittul Taira, right? You're supposed to, Meis Mitzvah takes precedence. Meis Mitzvah takes precedence when you do what you're supposed to be doing, but if the Meis Mitzvah told you, bury me here, and you didn't, and you slept in 4 mil, not only are you Chai Misa for the being over on the Divrei Chachamim, there's a Chai Misa for the Bittul Taira too. That's not the Taira that's Negea to us. The second Taira Taisus gives is that he was over on the words of Chazal that said, Gado Shimushai Yoyser Milimudai. If he would have been Mishamish the Tamid Chachamim, it's understood from Rabbi Kiva's words that he said, this is a result of me not being Mishamish Tamid Chachamim, which seems to lend itself to say, he learned and he didn't see the importance of being Mishamish Tamid Chachamim until this story. And then he saw how important it was. So he was over on this inyan of being of Gadol Shimusha Yaiser Milimudai, and that's what he was Chayav Misa for, being over on that. So this idea here of being Mishamish Tamid Chachamim is a very, very important issue here. Chazal tells us it's greater than just learning. And Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua, trying to drive the point home to Rabbi Akiva, said, you're Chayav Misa for that. You're Chayav Misa for being over on those, on the words of Chazal that said you should be Mishamish Tamid Chachamim, and you obviously didn't feel it was important. And because of that, you ended up doing something you weren't supposed to do. You should have buried the mace right there, and you didn't. If you would have been Mishamish Tamid Chachamim, you would have known that. So, the actual carrying the mace wasn't the issue. Burying the mace in the wrong place wasn't the issue. The issue was, where did that come from? It came from a lack of Shimon Shamid HaKachamim, and for that, says Taisus in his second answer, that they told him that you are Kilu Shafach Tadam and there's a Chiyav Misa for that. That is the idea here of Asher Yosak Mayim Ayideh Eliyo, that he was Mishamish Eliyo. Okay, so Vayomer Yehoshaphat. So Yehoshaphat tells Elisha, Yesh Oisa Yidvar Hashem. Is there a Dvar Hashem here? Now again, if you're here, It must be a Dvar Hashem. You're not a soldier. You didn't come to fight. So what does Hashem want from us? Vayerdu Eilav Melech Yisrael V'hai Shafat U'melech Edom. And they went down. Where did they go down from? From their chariots. They were on their chariots. This was a way of them being machnia themselves to the Navi. Achna, they need the Navi. They have to have cover for the Navi who's speaking the Dvar Hashem. So they went down from the chariot. And that itself was a achna. They went down for the cover of the Navi. The lashon of the Radak here is Yardu Mimerkav Dom Lichvaydai. They went down, the Radak, they went down from their chariot Lichvaydai, Lidaber Imai, for his covet to speak with him. V'loikaru Loi Sheyavay Etzloi. They didn't say, come to us. L'tishahayu B'tzara Gedayla. They were in a very big tzara, says the Radak. Chashu Lichvay Habayrei U'Lichvay Neviyai. This was covered for the Rabbi Nishalaylam and covered for his Navi. And they had to be machniya themselves because they were in a Tzara Gedayla. And they needed the Rabbi Nishalaylam to be happy with them, to help them out. They needed the Navi to be happy with them. And therefore, for covered of Hashem and covered of the Navi, they went, they didn't call Elisha to come by Yerdu, they went down. There was a mice of Achna towards the Navi. Now, what's the obvious problem in this pasuk?
Yeah, why does it say, Melech Yisrael Shafat?
Right. What happens in Melech Yehi Shafat? He was a king too. Melech Yisrael, Melech Adam, and Yehi Shafat. So, In pasuk Yud Beis. Melech Yisrael went down, Melech Adam, and Yehi Shafat. Why is it not Melech Yehuda? Right? Before he was called Melech Yehuda. So, the Radak and the other Mepharshim, they all say, B'Shem Chazal, Lohaydiya and Bisanusoy Shaloysay Tzaddik. Show us the anivut of the Tzaddik Yehi Shafat. Shaloyratso Leire Lifnei Hanavi Bivigdei Malchus. When he's going to ask the Navi, when he's going to be Machniah himself, it's not enough just to go down from his chariot and to go search out the Navi like Melech Yisrael and Melech Edom did. He wanted to show more Hachna, and he took off his big day Malchus. He wasn't Melech Yehi Shafat, he was Yehi Shafat. Elo Kichavar Hejet. Just like a Hejet. Like a regular person. So the Melech Yisrael came down looking like the Melech. The Melech Edom came down looking like the Melech. And Yehi Shafat came down looking like Yehi Shafat, but not like Melech Yehuda. The Radak brings a drash, B'Shem Chazal. He brings another pshat, B'Shem Chazal. I don't understand it 100%, but it's kedai to say anyways. He says that if you remember in the war, the last war, when Yehi Shafat went with Achav, so Hashem had tainas on him. And there was a gzeira that he should be killed. By Yizak, he cried out, he did tshuva. It seems that when he had a son, Yehiram also, the next king, Yehi Shafat's son was also Yehiram. And when you make a ched, when the Pasuk Cheshbons, when Yehiram took over the Malchus, it's really 7 years before he actually took it over. The last 7 years of Yehoshaphat's rule is not counted as part of his rulership, it's counted in years as part of his son's Yehiram. And Chazal say because he was Chayiv Misa for going with Achav, even though Hashem let him live at the end and he really remained the king, but the counting of the Malchus was for his son and not for himself. Because he was Chayiv Misa. So therefore, the Pasuk doesn't call him Melech Yehi Shafat or Melech Yehuda because he really wasn't the Melech. In numbers, his son was already the Melech.
Already now at this point in time?
All the way from before already.
Oh.
From when he was supposed to die.
Oh.
The only thing that I don't understand with this chat is, let me call him Melech Yehuda before, the whole parak is calling him Melech Yehuda. Why in this pasuk all of a sudden did we wake up that, hey, by the way, he's not a Melech anymore. That's, the Radak doesn't really explain, he just brings the Yeshayrim, that it makes sense. It makes sense why it's not called a Melech, because it's not his Malchus. Maybe the question is, on all the other places, why it's called Melech. I don't know. But that is, it's just, even though in the Pshat and the Pasuk, perhaps it's still a little hard to understand, but it is Kedai to know that Yehoshaphat, once he was Chayav Misa, and he Hashem let him live, he wasn't scot-free in the Malchus of Malchei Yehuda. When we count the years, the Malchus already began being counted for his son. Vayomer Elisha Melech Yisrael. Now they all came down to him here. And Elisha turns to Yehoram Melech Yisrael and he says, Mali Valach, what do I have to do with you? We have something in common with each other? The Lashon Metzuda says, Mahu Ha'avava Kurva Asher Beineinu. Do we have any friendship with us? Even between us? Ma Toiva Shati Sali. Mali, did you ever do anything for me? Umalach, what did I ever do for you? So what are you coming to ask me for? Leich el Neviyeh Avicha vel Neviyeh Yimecha. Go, your father has Neviyim, had Neviyim, Neviyeh Abal, and whoever else. Your mother has her Neviyim. What are you coming to me for? We have a Shaykhah to each other. We know each other from before. You ever came to me before? Go to, you have your Neviyim, go there. The Malbim takes it a little deeper, and he says, "Ma'aliv alach" means, he says, "Tfilat ha'navi lo'itoyo rak l'maminim b'Hashem v'neviyav." A navi's tfila and a navi's help only helps for the people who believe in Hashem and the Nevi'ei Hashem. So that means, since there is a kesher between the person and the Navi, because he's miming in him and he's machshiv him, so then Hashem allows that the Navi can help him out. But we don't have any kesher. Ma'aliv alach, there's nothing in between us. Not just, I don't like, we never did, Elisha's being mean here and saying, well, and you never saw you before, so we don't have any prior friendship, so why should I help you out? He was saying more than that. He was saying, you don't believe in the Nevi'ei Hashem. Go, Nevi'ei Avicha, Nevi'ei Imecha, those who you believe in. So I can't help you out. Nevuas don't work for people who don't have Ma'aliv alach, they don't have a kesher with the Navi. Well, not really. Where was he till now? Any other time?
From now until.
What? So obviously Elisha felt. What? But it seems Elisha felt that it was just a show. I mean, he had no choice. It's either going to die or this is the last resort. And we have Chazal tell us that he didn't even believe Elisha the whole way through. We'll see. Vayomer leMelech Yisrael Al. Melech Yisrael says Al. Meaning Al. Pasha means. Don't say that. Don't say what you're saying. Don't talk like that. This is not a good time to start giving me Musar. Kikara Hashem l'shleishas amlach and ma'ela losses sam biad moyel. We're in a big sakana here. The Lashon of the Metzudas is, we're in a big sakana, v'al ta'irir hadin ba'azkara sachatayim. Yeah, in the past maybe I did things. It's not a good time to remind Hashem of my chatayim. Al, stop talking, don't say that. And really, if you look at the Targum, here in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says in the middle, V'amar le Malka d'Yisrael, Bivou, Bivou is the Lashon of, please, L'sidkar chayvin rishasai, don't mention, Sidkar is the Lashon of mentioning, like Zachar, don't mention the rishas, those averis that I did. Boy alana rachamin, instead, daven for us. Ask for rachmanis from the Rabbanu Shalom for us. Don't start being ma'ir and bring up old averus, which seems to be, according to the pshat, he's answering like everyone's answering here. Don't bring that up. We'll deal with the tshuva a different time. At the moment, I need rachmanis. I need the Rabbanu Shalom.
So,
yeah.
Test that the leaves are right.
Hashem sent the leaves, yeah.
So then, why is the leaves saying you don't have a catcher? Why should I help you?
Hashem sent Elisha.
So come to help him.
You're still like, he wants to give the mutter. Let's see what he says. Vayomer Elisha, and Elisha continued, and he gets even stronger with his mutter here. Chai Hashem Tzvakos, he made a lashon of a shvua. Asher amati lefanav. Kilulei pnei Yoshafat Melech Yehuda ani noisei. If not for the face of Melech Yoshafat, I wouldn't have even looked at you. So even after everything, Elisha gives very strong teichacha here to him, and saying a loshen of a shvua, you should know that if not for the fact that Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda is with you, I wouldn't have even talked to you at all. I wouldn't have looked at you. Imabe lecha imereka. I wouldn't have looked at you, and it's a double lashon here. And we won't have time for this. Tomorrow we'll go through, we're not finished yet. Tomorrow we'll go through why he continued with the sharfa teichacha here. But what's the double lashon imabe lecha imereka? So, the double lashon is, someone says that a person, Chazal tell us, or the Mefarshim tell us, that a person really has two faces. There's his ruch, his gashmius face that he has, and then there's his tsura ruchnius, his dmus it's called, of ruchnius that's on him. And on his ruchnius dika face, that's where averus are shown and different things are seen there. And people who know how to look and people know how to see, they're able to see both faces, the gashmius and the ruchnius. They're able to see that dmus of the person. So that he was saying, im abit elecha means if I will look at you in your gashmius face, v'imarek, and I will look at your dmus, I will look at your tzura, at your ruchnius, I wouldn't look at you b'chlal, he was saying. Not any part of you, if not for your Yehoshaphat being here, I would not have looked at you. Okay, we'll stop over here, and we will continue tomorrow.